This is St. Louis Public Radio. For the first time in 50 years, streetcars, at least a few of them, will soon be rolling down the streets of St. Louis again. Construction on the Loop Trolley's 2.2-mile stretch between Forest Park and University City wrapped up last November, and test runs are set to begin in the next week or so. St. Louis Public Radio's Joseph Leahy recently spoke with the Trolley Line's executive director, Kevin Barbo, about the $51 million project and how he hopes it will succeed.
Could you say what is the overall goal to you of a trolley line like this? It's taken a lot of work to get to this point, a lot of money, and you know there have been people who've disagreed with whether it should be there at all. What do you see the role of a trolley line like this is for the community?
It serves several purposes, a new form of transportation, an old form of transportation, I guess, as one of them. There is a great stretch of businesses in University City in the Del Mar Loop. We want that to expand east to Bolivar and into Forest Park. So economic development is a big positive and advantage for this project, and we're already starting to see businesses put their eyes on it and line up.
Of course, it is about the experience of the trolley being a vintage or replica vintage trolleys. The idea is to attract a lot of people to come and just to want to ride the trolley on its own. But from a practical standpoint, there are other ways of getting from one side of the loop to the other, I mean, including a Metrolink stop and a bus line that goes along there too. Are you concerned about any of the competing methods of public transportation eating away at people who would potentially be riding the trolley?
We think they're complementary. We're not going to be running, every 10 minutes, nor do the buses or trains run every 10 minutes. So whenever you give more options for people to get on this, be it the Bolivar or on Del Mar, that's only better for the businesses and community as a whole. So we'll coordinate with Metro to make sure our schedule and their schedule kind of align in the best possible way to get the most possible amount of people to experience the loop.
And do you have a figure for how much ridership will be in the first year or the first 5 years?
We were looking at about 340,000 riders in the first year. We'll obviously adapt that number based on when our opening date actually is, and once we get some hard data as far as who's riding, where they're coming from, and where they're going.
What kind of riders are you anticipating? Because no one's going to be commuting, or most people are not going to be commuting on the trolley to get to work or to get to school or anything.
Right. Because of the projected schedule, obviously the mornings will be out for commuter service. So in a sense, it caters more to the traveler, the tourist. But in the evening, someone could potentially use our trolley system as a commuter resource.
Do you have a ballpark figure for how much ticket sales are supposed to cover the operating expenses? Is it too soon to tell because we haven't seen the trolleys on the streets yet?
Yeah, too soon to tell. We have our internal models, but nothing's perfect until you get a real-life scenario. I can say that on the sales tax front, year-end, that has increased throughout the entire Loop Trolley District.
And can you provide a number for how much sales tax is coming in through the district right now?
Not off the top of my head. No, sorry, Joseph.
Do you think that part of the mission of the Loop Trolley is to be a booster of public transit in general? It is sort of symbolic of this new enthusiasm, reemerging enthusiasm for public transit, for light rail.
Certainly. People are looking for additional options on how to get around. More and more people are going car-free. So this system ties into that belief that there are other ways to live than in your car all the time from point A to point B.
My heart strings as we started for home.